Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Wagwan, guys, how are you all doing? You know what time it is. It is currently 7 p.m. and we are live on Radio Africana, and I welcome you to Memes and Minds with Esther. And as you can tell, I am your one and only favorite host. Guys, how are you doing? How have you been? How are you enjoying the weather? Well, for me, I can't lie, I love it. But early this week, it was a bit cold, but starting from yesterday or 2 days ago, just started getting warm. And then when I checked the weather, I think we're fully now in summer. Somebody say yay. Somebody say welcome summer. Finally. You can start coming out of your house without that jacket, without, you know, thick coats, you know. Just, you know what I'm saying. Anyways, guys, I hope you guys have been good. And, well, for me, I've been okay. I've just been chilling, basically, you know. Chilling, working, trying to get money, you know. Trying to put some stuff together. But, yeah, so far, so good. We're surviving. Guys, as you all know, it is summer, like I said. What are you doing for summer? See, think about that question. What are you doing for summer? We're excited that it's summer period. We're excited, but what exactly are we doing for summer? What? Think about it. What are we doing for summer? Anyways, guys, before we get into that, for those that wasn't here or that didn't tune in last week, we have concluded the lifestyle series. Started couple of months ago. It was quite interesting, and I absolutely enjoyed it, and it was amazing. So that series has, you know, we've ended it last week, and but as time goes on, we'll be bringing more series. Also, when it comes to lifestyle, like I said, you can't talk about lifestyle for like 2 months or whatsoever. It keeps going on because lifestyle is our life. It's what we do. So we can't talk about it for just 2 months. So as time goes on, we can just chip in like some lifestyle, you know, topic. And yeah, so that's it basically. So that series has ended, and we're now in a brand new episode. Let's just say continuation. Yeah. But anyways, back to my question, guys. It is summer. What is your plan? What are you doing for summer? Are you chilling, getting paid, wasting your Wi-Fi, or doing something good with your life? Now let's take a walk down the memory lane. Last summer for me, what did I do last summer? I remember a couple of hours ago, but I've forgotten. But what was I doing last summer? Oh yeah, I was working last summer. I was working last summer, but it was just working basically. I didn't do anything, you know, apart from working. Even though I was just doing like part-time, but then I still had chance to do something, you know, something alongside, but I didn't do anything. I was just working, you know. You know that feeling when you're getting paid and then, you know, sometimes nothing else matters to you. So I think that's all I was just doing. Just wake up, go to work, and then come back. And then the days that I'm free, I'm just chilling at home doing nothing. Like I said, wasting Wi-Fi. But that is going to change this summer. It is going to change. It's not the same. And that's why I've thought to myself, I was like, okay, why don't I tell my people like things that, you know, we can do for this summer, things that we can do, like we need to be productive. I keep saying it here. I say, you know, we the Gen Z, we the generation, we are very, very productive depending on what we set our hands to do. Okay, so we need to be very, very productive. We shouldn't waste our time. And as much as summer is time for rest and you're chilling and everything, you need to make it productive. You need to do something. Do you get what I'm saying? So, like I said, last summer I was working basically. So what were you doing? Working? Or you did nothing? What exactly did you do? Did summer use you? Or did you use summer? Which of them? Did you use summer wisely? Or did summer use you? Which way? Anyways, summer, when it comes to summer, this type of period, personally, I feel like it's it's a time where you take a break from like your usual routine, apart from people that work during summer as well. But I mean, there are some time in summer you're still gonna take a break and, you know, do something else, right? So me personally, summer is like, for me, is a time. Okay, how will I describe summer? Summer is like a free time, not totally free, but then you get like 50% off your normal routine, so you've got more time to do things. Let's say you go school, especially like you're off school, and then your job, they give you like summer break off and stuff like that. So this is a golden time that you need to take it. Okay. Normally, I feel like from some person, they'll be like, oh, summer, sister, summer, okay, I ain't doing nothing, I'm just chilling at home, doing nothing. I'm off school, I'm off work, okay, I'm just chilling, I'm not doing anything. Personally, I don't think it's supposed to be like that. It's a time where you need to be really, 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 really productive, okay? Summer is a time to invest in things that you've not actually had time to invest on, okay? We all know that when you're on your normal day, you're working, you're busy, stuff like that, you barely have time for some certain things, but deep down you really want to do that thing, but because you're working and stuff like that, you don't have time. Do you get what I mean? So summer is like a free time where you invest, you pour your energy in that thing that you really, really like. Okay, summer also for me is like, it's a self-reflection time. You know, summer is like the middle of the year, so speaking of middle of the year, 5 months is actually gone. 2025. Bruh. Ha. 5 months is literally gone like that. Like, just like that. And June is like flying so bad. Today's 13, isn't it? Like, it's running really fast, guys. We need to get busy. We need to do things. Time waits for nobody. Okay? But yeah, anyway, so 5 months is gone. This is the time where you start to reflect. Oh, okay, let me say I start to like reflect on what I've done from January, you know, what I've set to myself or I want to achieve this time. This is the time where I like, okay, go back and see what I've improved and what I need to improve after summer. So when I say self-reflection time, I'm not saying, oh, you start reflecting yourself like for a day. It's something you go on and on. Okay, so this is the time where you start to think, okay, this is something that I've done, started from January. Okay, this is what I want to improve after summer. That kind of vibes, right? And then summer is also a fresh chance to improve. It is a very fresh chance to improve. To improve anything at all. Anything in your life. Schooling, family, work, your relationship, your work, like I said. Your personal life and everything, this is the time to improve. This is the time to do better. Okay? So it's just a time for improvement. And yeah, that's it basically. So summer is like a golden time that comes once in a year. And lastly, summer is a time where you don't need winter jacket. Finally, you get what I'm saying? So yeah, so summer is a time where you need to, you know, bring out those flowery dresses. That summer, that bright, colorful outfit that you've hidden in your wardrobe for how long? For 12 months, I think so, 8 months, I don't know. But yeah, so this is the time where you slay, you know, slay. But yeah, so guys, I've got this song that's been on my head for a while now. I heard this song and I started, you know, it's actually two songs, but then I'll just, you know, we'll just listen to the first one, okay? So it's Blessings by Friday featuring Asake. So that song, if you listen to some of the lyrics of that song, it will touch your heart. But anyways, so let's listen to that song, Blessings by Friday featuring Asake. And then when we come back, we get right into the gist of today, which is, what are you doing for summer? Think about that question, okay? We'll be right back.
I'm not where I wanna be, but I thank God I'm not where I used to be. I was fucked up, feeling like the devil had a hold on me. Mama crying when the rent due. You don't know the shit we've been through. Was there nothing that I could do? Watch it rain on me. Too much losses, we were down. So we gon' ball out every time we step out. It ain't nothing that I can't do. Look at all the shit I came through. Lost some niggas on the way, but I'm still right here. Blessings. 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 Blessings.
Orimi, ori ginger mi, kusi jani church, adura ni ginger mi, gugu donle, gugu ema pa mi, boshin wa mi lame, lona wa mi ni jamani, jasi ori standard mi, jesu kuni kabari, uni fada mi, nobody figures at me, palesiaga, kuni pa aza mi. Come on, no, don't fuck bully. Oluwa lo die we at table. My brother, nobody bully. God, they pay my money. No, they tell me story. Mr. Money, my quick, bully, bully. My PJ, my designers. Now the lifestyle, I desire. I'm on fire. Ali, I'm the lila, I had to go far. No, be where I did yesterday. Now you have dinner.
Blessings.
Blessings.
Blessings. Blessings, 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 blessings. I'm not where I wanna be, but I thank God I'm not where I used to be. I was fucked up, feeling like the devil had a hold on me. Mama crying when I'm red, dude. Don't know the shit we been through. Was there nothing that I could do? Watch it rain on me. I watch it rain on me. I watch it rain on me.
Welcome back, guys. Listen, you see that song, yeah? You know the lyrics that the parts where it said, "I'm not where I want to be," but then I thank God I'm not where I used to be. The reason why I like this song, when I heard that this song, and I just start thinking about like my whole life. Honestly, you know, some kind of song that you listen to, you just start think, you just sit down and think about your life, think about your past and your future self, that feeling. So that lyric just, I just sat there, I was just like, oh my God, God has really, really done, like he's done quite a lot for me, and I'm super, super grateful. Okay, so yeah, so I really love that song, Blessings by Friday featuring Ashake. And then there's another song of his, forgotten the title again. It's the one he was featuring Maverick City. Oh my god, I've forgotten, honestly. But then it's a nice song where he had like his mother's prayer, where the mother was praying, his late mother actually was praying, and then he put that part in the song, and the way she was praying, she prayed with so much emotions. Like, I can't lie, I actually teared at some point. I was like, oh, it's a heartfelt song. Uh-huh, yeah, Come Too Far by Friday. Yeah, that's the one. So that's actually two of Friday's songs that I really, really like. And yeah, it's a song that hits really hard. If you really, really listen to that song and meditate on it, you really see that, indeed, where you are now, it's not where you used to be before. That's why I keep telling people, especially people that, you know, let's say immigrants that just, you know, just come into the country, they'll be like, oh, there's no work, stuff like that. And I keep telling them, where you are now, it's not where you're going to be, okay? So you will define work, you go find work, you go see work, you go tire. Mm-hmm. I keep telling people, I say, it gets better. It definitely gets better. Even though it just seems at some point you're just like, you're frustrated and stuff like that, trust me, it will always get better. It will always, that's just it, okay? You see, I've turned to motivational speaker now. That's not actually my calling, but I think it's inside of me. Motivational speaker and singer. Oh, guys, I have talent, so I have talent. But yeah, anyways, yeah, okay, so guys, you've just listened to Blessings by Friday featuring Ashake. So I'm still unraveling the topic. What are your plans for this summer? Are you using summer wisely, or is summer using you? What are your thoughts? If you have any plans, you feel like, oh, I want memes and minds to know about it, go to my page, Instagram page, at memes_minds_, drop your thoughts in the comment section, or you can call in right now on 0161-222-9960, and then you can share your thoughts with us. Thank you so much, right? So, guys, practical things that we can do summer. How can we get busy? What are these things that we need to do to be productive? Like I said, we, this generation, we are very productive. Depending on what we've set our hands to do, we are really, really productive. So what are these things that we can do for this summer? I've written a couple of things down. And some of these things are things that I'm going to do as well. Because like I said, last summer, I was just working. And it wasn't even full time. So I had like spare time, but I just didn't take, you know, good opportunity, like I didn't take good use of it. So I'm not letting that happen this summer, okay? Okay, so we've got a couple of things on our Instagram page, couple of things that, you know, some person said, and I'm just gonna read some of them out. So what are your plans for summer? Debbie says work, revise, and, you know, I don't know what she meant by, you know, but then she said work and revise. That's just what she's doing for summer. Work and revise. Just like that. Nothing too much. Just work. When you finish from work, you revise. Finish from work, you go back to coursework. Honestly, I can't lie though. when I finish my school work, my exams, I'm done with everything now. So I said to myself, I'm not opening the book. Honestly, I mean, see, I can't be asked. Like, I have coursework to do though, like some, you know, summer tasks to do, but I can't be asked. No, don't come for me. Don't look at me like, oh, she's not a book type. I love it, but you know that feeling when you don't have like a deadline or stuff like that, but you just can't be asked. But don't get me wrong, I will revise. I will read my books, but just can't be asked right now. I finished last week, so I finished class last week, so I need a break. But anyway, so Debbie says she's working and she's revising good. And then Debbie, you can actually add gym to it, you know. Honestly, like work, revise, and yeah, you can just like work, revise, and gym. You know, going to gym. You know, keeping fit. You know, you think about it. Think about it, Debbie. Wherever you are, think about it. Anyway, so Braids by Classes says, well, my summer plan is to be giving my girlies back-to-back braids to go rock their holidays. That's what I'm talking about. Now, first of all, Braids by P Classy, she's one of the best braider in the whole of Manchester, and find the whole of UK. So if you girlies want to get your braids done, whatever type of braids you want to do, contact her at Instagram, Braids by P Classy. She's really good. So she just said that she's giving all her girlies like back-to-back braids for holidays, for summer. You know, actually, braids hits really, really different when it's summer. I know, I'm telling you, my girls, I'm not even joking. See, get like boho braids done. Then you know what life is. Just get boho braids done. Mermaid braids. That's if you can maintain it though. If you can maintain it, go for it. So yeah. So that's what Braids by P Classy says she's doing. And then another person said, Wechi says, trying new hobbies. I've been waiting for this one, honestly. Trying new hobbies. See, like I said, summer is a golden opportunity where you've got free time to like invest on something. Imagine at this point you discover your hobby, you discover what you really like, and then you start investing in it. Oh my days. Oh my God. See, guys, any little thing you start now, if you are really determined, you keep doing it. By the time summer is over now, you have something extra. You're doing when you get back to your normal routine. Do you get what I mean? So try new hobbies. Try something that you've been wanting to do for a long while. Okay? Something good, though. I'm not saying go do something bad. Okay? If you're planning to rob a bank, if you like going to rob a bank, you end up in jail. Don't get me wrong. But anyway, so something you've been meaning to do for a while, go for it. Invest in it. Okay? And then, Braids by P. Classy also say, she said again, you should be asking, what is summer planning for me? In the sense that, is summer ready for me? Summer is ready for you, my girl. Summer is indeed ready for you. You just have to take it, okay? Now, which she also says, exploring some cities in the UK, affordable. That's like going on like, you know, like a little staycation or vacation or like holiday and stuff like that. Yeah, some people want to go on holiday. The best time to go on holiday is the summer period anyway. So, yeah. So, if you're the type that, oh, you don't want to spend too much, but then you want to, you still want to travel and, you know, that vibes, you could go for, like, that. Some cities in the UK that got, like, nice summer vibes that you could go for, right? And then, lastly, someone says, making money. And that's my hobby, obviously, making money. That's about what I'm doing anyway. So, yeah. So, making money. So, these are what, you know, our, from Instagram, what they've said. These are their plans for summer. And I'm guessing you've got plans as well. So, you can go to my Instagram page at memes_mind_ and drop your thoughts. Now, for me personally, firstly, make a plan. You can't just start summer like that. Make a good plan. That's why I spoke about self-reflection. Reflect on what you've done last summer. How you can do better. Okay? So make a plan. Make a plan. Plan. What exactly do you want to do? Do you, like Mwichi said, do you want to try new hobbies? Do you want to make money? How are you going to make money? You want to invest in something? What exactly are you going to invest on? Okay? You want to waste Wi-Fi? I'm not... Okay. If you want to waste Wi-Fi, you know there are better ways to waste Wi-Fi. You could do like online investments and stuff like that. That's technically not wasting Wi-Fi, but then you're using Wi-Fi. But anyways, you're making good use of it. Okay? So try new things. What are these things that you want to try? So make a plan first. Okay? Also, side hustle as well. Side hustle. Oh my days. I love side hustle. I keep telling you guys, listen, there's nothing more satisfying than you as a CEO, you're doing something by yourself and you're getting your money yourself. Do you get what I mean? You don't have to own like a big, massive company or big, massive building for you to start any money. Side hustle. Girls, especially my girlies, listen, we are very, very multi-talented. There are lots of things for us to do. So, grab that opportunity. Grab it like this. Okay? Learning new things. Like what she says, trying new hobbies. Learn new things. Listen. If I'm saying learn new things, then you'd be like, what are new things to learn? You can go online, you can check for things. Go online, check, okay, what are things that I can do with my free time during summer period? What are things that if I start now and I go back after summer, it's going to keep growing, it's going to, you know, improve and something like that. So, try new things. You got any online course you want to take, go for it. Okay? Side hustle, you want to try like a new hand skill, go for it. Okay? This is not time for us to see at home lazy and whatsoever. This is time for us to get productive. Okay, so try new things. For me, what new thing am I trying? Okay, so as you all know, or some persons know, I do makeup, right? So I'm trying to like learn the new skills and also improve my makeup skills and stuff like that. Do you get what I mean? So something like that. So even if you don't have, okay, let's say you don't want to try new things, if it's something that you normally do before, but then you feel like, oh, I want to grow better on this. I want to do something better. Yeah, go for it. It's also trying new things, okay? As long as you've moved from one position and you've gotten higher, then yes, that's trying new things as well, okay? So try new things. Take that online course. If you love braids, if you love doing braids, go for it. You want to do, you want to learn makeup, go for it. There are even things, other things you can do online, like selling thriftwear, and there's some apps that let you sell, like, you know, thriftwear. Like, we've got Vinted, we've got eBay, we've got Trash Nothing or Gumtree, something like that. So these are apps that you can use to, like, sell things that you don't want, you don't need anymore. Okay, so it's all part of trying new things. And then personal growth. I love this one. I love this one. Personal growth is very, very important. And as much as you want to work, you want to do things, you want to, you know, get busy, also groom yourself. Okay, groom yourself, grow, take care of yourself. Okay, so when you get back after summer, people will be like, okay, I see you change, you've grown a lot. I'm not saying physique though, I'm talking about mentally. Okay, so obviously you can't force growth anyway, so, but then mental growth is very, very important. Okay, try maybe reading a book, start journaling. Guys, journaling is very, very good. It's very effective. Okay, let's take first, you're taking notes of everything that you do. Let's say like a mini diary. Okay, oh my goodness, I used to have a diary back in high school. I had it for like 2 weeks, but then I just got tired. I got tired of documenting. I can't be asked. I got tired. Like, I was actually documenting back then, but I just stopped because you know, when you get home every day, you need to pull in things. You know, it's really, really effective because there are some things that I did not remember after that week. But then when I go back to that journal, I just start remembering what I've done for the past week. So journaling is very, 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 very good and very, very effective as well. Okay, so start journaling because it helps you, you know, it helps you see your progress, what you can improve. Okay, and it really contributes to personal growth because you've seen what you want to improve and then you start improving on that thing. So journaling is very, very, very important. You can get like a little notebook, just write on it. If you've seen this Nigeria series, it's called Jennifer's Diary. Oh my god, I used to love Jennifer's Diary. You know that big book of Jennifer where she every day she comes home after work, she start writing, and the fact that our English is not even clear. Oh my god, but then she's still writing. So if Jennifer can do it, you say you can't do it. Well, anyway, so yeah. Also, for you to personally grow, you have to reflect on things. You have to reflect, make reflection. Sit down. See, think about your life sometimes. I say, life is not all about you just doing one thing. You're busy. Sometimes sit down. Sit, relax. Think about yourself. Think about what you are doing, what you used to do before, and how you can improve it. Because guys, we can't stay in one position forever. No, it's not possible. We cannot stay in one position forever. We need to grow. And the only way you can grow is you by yourself personally. I can't grow you. I can't groom you. Nothing. You have to grow yourself. So self-reflection is really, 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 really important. Okay? And then draft out ways that you can improve. Like I said, if you sat down, you thought about, okay, this is how I was at the start of this year, but I want to do better. What can I do to make myself better than I used to before? Take for instance, personally, for the past 6 months, when it comes to like doing makeup and stuff like that, I'm gonna be honest with you all. When it comes to like doing makeup, I didn't have time for it. And as much as it's my passion, I love makeup. Mwah, I love it so much. But then, I just didn't have time. But then, personally, I just felt like that's not an excuse, Esther. You can't say you are busy, and then you don't have time for like your personal things. I didn't have time for makeup. Like, I'm a kind of girly that when I'm going out, I'm not even bothered wearing makeup. I don't even have time to start putting makeup on. I can't be asked. That's why when I see some of my girlies, they're wearing makeup, I'll be like, girl, how do you wake up in the morning, beat yourself that beautiful, coming? I'm like, girl, nah, but I'm not that, you know, I'm not that too energetic to do that. Do you get what I mean? So like I said, for the past few months, I wasn't really consistent when it comes to makeup. But then I thought to myself, I was like, okay, maybe this summer is an opportunity for me to, you know, to grab and, you know, improve. Okay? This is time for me to do better. This is an opportunity for me to do better now that I have more time. And then, if you see that, okay, since summer is the time where I'm going to improve, by the time you come back after summer, you see yourself, you're doing way better. And then by the end of the year, you see something, oh, I've achieved this particular thing. Do you get what I mean? So there's success at the end of everything. Okay, it depends on how you carry yourself along. Okay, next, guys, build your brand. CEOs, where are my CEOs? Where are my CEO? Where are you all? This is time for you to rebrand. This is time for you to put your brand out there. This is time for you to make the world know who you are. This is time. It is time. It is time. Let me not go deep. But anyways, this is time for you, CEO, to rebrand. Okay? And if you're not a CEO, it's time for you to finally start something. Anything at all. It's time for you to start something. You see people out there, oh, CEO, okay, they own this, and you be like, oh, I wish I can. Girl, but you can be a CEO. You can, of your own. So even if it's a tiny business, as long as you started it, then you are a CEO. Just see yourself like that. Okay, because when you see yourself as a CEO, you start feeling, okay, I'm big. This is time for me to do better. Since people are looking up to me, this is time for me to do better. Do you get what I mean? So if you're a CEO out there, this is time for you to rebrand. This is time for you to, you know, make your brand better. And then if you're not, you want to be a CEO, you want to own something for yourself, go for it. As long as you make a plan. You can't start up something without a plan. You're going to mess it up. So always make a plan before you start anything. Okay? Think about everything. Think about the good part, the bad part. Trust me, whatever you do, there's good part, there's pros and there's cons. It's normal. It's normal, okay? So don't look at yourself and be like, oh, what if I start? People don't like it. Girl, start it. What you want to do, go for it, okay? You see all them CEO, all the big CEO you see this day, they didn't just wake up one day and then they own like different company or whatsoever. They started from somewhere. And if they can do it, then you can do it as well. Because they got one head and you've got one head. They don't have two heads, okay? All right, next practical things we can do for the summer. Connect with people. Connect with like minds. Connect with people. Know people. Stop. I know you're an introvert, but you can't. You see, if you're an introvert, then that. Anyways, that introvert to some extent, though. There's some introvert that still like vibe with people and stuff like that. But then if you keep being like, you're shying away from people, how are you gonna grow? Like, how are you gonna? Because in this life, everyone's destiny is connected to one another. Listen, we are all heirs of the Father. Okay, so in one way or the other, you are destined to help one person, and another person is destined to help you. But then if you keep shying away, how are they gonna help you? Okay, so connect with people. Connect with like minds. Okay? I'm not saying start going to club and start talking. No, there are other ways to connect, guys. You can start volunteering. Like in your small community, you can start volunteering, doing something to like... Because I've said it before. I volunteered in a charity shop before. And then I got to know some persons that they are still in my life now. Okay? I met like some lovely persons that they are still here with me. Not here practical in the studio, but then yeah, in my life. But yeah, so they are still like, it's a time where you get to like, you connect to people when you start volunteering or you start doing stuff like that. Okay, you don't, when it comes to volunteering, obviously you're not getting paid, but then think about the good part, think about the vibes, the experience, and it's gonna pay well in your CV. Okay? So that kind of vibes, right? Volunteer in productive spaces, though. Mm-hmm. In productive space. Uh-huh. Right. Even if it's online, even if it's physical, whatsoever. Just as long as you're connecting with people. Mm-hmm. So, most importantly, make money. Make money. And as you are making money, be saving. Save. See, when I say summer is a golden time, and I know what I'm saying. If you do like part-time job before summer, and then when it's summer, obviously you're gonna get like more time to work, and then you're earning more than what you normally earn. This is the time for you to stack up. This is time for you to save, because girl, when you go back after summer, it's gonna be back to life, back to reality. You're gonna see if you don't save, if you feel like, okay, since I'm earning too much of money, okay, let me spend the money, no one gives a damn about saving, don't have that mentality. This is a perfect time for you to save. I told you guys, you don't have to have like a specific goal for you before you start saving. You don't have to have like, okay, this is what I'm saving for. No, you don't have to. Just save like that. If you have a goal, good and fine. But then if you don't use that as like a way to like step back from saving. Save regardless, because trust me, emergency will definitely come up. Okay, make money. Ask for extra shifts. Okay, I saw this meme. It's on my page right now, anyways. So it's other persons are booking flights to Maldives, and I'm asking my boss. I'm drafting emails to send to my boss for extra shift. Oh my! I saw that and I was like, say damn. No, truly though, some persons are going on holiday, which is really nice. See, practical things to do for summer as well. Go on holiday if you've got the funds, though. If you got the funds, I've heard of lots of stories where people go on holiday and then when they get back, they go broke. Okay? So if you're going on holiday, plan very well. There are nice cities, there are nice places you can go to. And then plan on when you get back, there's something for you to come back to. Okay? There's money for you to come back to. Because imagine you're enjoying life in Maldives, and then when you get back home, you've got 99p in your bank account. What you gonna do with that? So please make a plan. Okay. And then if you are working, stack up, save up. Okay. You can still, like someone said on our Instagram page, you can still go for like affordable cities in the UK. You don't necessarily have to go outside the UK. Okay. And you can do fun things as well. Like I said, connect with people. This is time for you to connect with like people that you felt like you've lost connection with during the times when you was busy. Okay, this is time for you to reconnect with family, with friends, you know, with people that you really care about. This time for you to connect, go have fun, as long as you're working with budget though. Don't go over budget. Okay. Finally, guys, make good use of this summer. Don't just sit at home doing nothing. But make it count, even if it's just small. Okay? Even if it's just tiny. Because whatever you're starting now, if you invest in it, it's going to bloom. Okay? You started something during the summer, and then after summer, you see that, you'll be grateful. You'll be like, I'm so glad I started doing this thing during summer, because you will not have time to do it after summer. Okay? So make good use of this opportunity. Okay? Get on. Don't just sit at home. Even if you're sitting at home, be productive. Okay? Also, in as much as you're working and doing everything, self-reflection matters. Personal growth matters as well. Okay? It matters. It does matter a lot. Okay? Summer is not forever. But what you do with it can last forever. Summer will come. 3 months is done. But then whatever you started now, it keeps going. Depends on how consistent you are. It keeps going. It keeps growing. So when you come back next summer, you'll be like, oh, I'm so grateful I started doing this the last summer. That's it. And then if you're there, you're thinking, oh, what if I start doing this business now during this summer? And then I go back after summer and then I don't have time. Listen, you will have time. Trust me. You will have time. You will. Depends on how you start now. Depends on how you start now. You will have time. Stop thinking about, oh, what's going to happen in the next 3 months when I go back. I won't have time to continue. Da-da-da-da-da. Nah. Stop thinking about those things, okay? Just go for it. Make use of this summer, guys. Make good use of this summer. Make good use of this summer. Okay? Like I said, what I'm going to be doing for this summer, trying new things, okay, improving what I've had before, doing better, growing personally, obviously making money and saving as well, very important. And then, you know, taking time to rest as well. In as much as I want to do a couple of things, I also want to rest. And these days when I'm resting, because obviously I've got some time off, right? So these days when I'm resting, I don't feel guilty. Here's a person, when they're resting, when they're resting, they feel guilty. I'm just wasting my life away. Nah, I don't feel guilty because obviously I know what I'm doing. And then I need that free time to like catch up, to like rest, and you know, that vibes. Okay? Guys, I just remember, have you seen this movie on Netflix? It's called Straw by Tyler Perry. Oh my God, people are on and on about it. Personally, my personal review, I like it. I love the movie. It's got deep messages in it, honestly. It's got deep messages on it. It's a really good movie. And then I thought to myself, I was like, Tyler Perry, you owe us a free therapy session, because what that guy did, oh my God, nah. But it's actually a good movie. You can go see it. But then if you feel like, oh my God, it's overhyped, you don't want to go for it, don't go for it. Don't force yourself. Okay? But me personally, I would recommend it to anybody. It's a good movie that talks about like, I think basically it's about psychological things, you know. Let me not go into it, because you know, some persons they want to see it, so I don't want to be like spoiler and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a good movie actually. You can go see it on Netflix. It's called Straw. So yeah, that's it. Guys, let's go on a short break, because I feel like I've been talking for a while now. So let's go on a short break. Let's listen to Free Mind by Thames, and when we get back, you know what time it is. Memes of the week. So guys, I'll be right back.
That you cannot fix. This is the peace that you cannot buy. Finding a way when you cannot see. Man with this system, he cannot pray. I need to find release. But behind my mind, it runs. All these thoughts I've traveled in. Funny to give up my bed. Funny to be on my lane. My mind running to the other side. When it's time to leave my life, then it tries to take me out. I really need a free mind. I really need a free mind. I need a free mind.
bum, 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 bum. Hey, I don't falling, yeah.
Welcome back, guys. You've just listened to Free Mind by Tems. That's such a good calming tune, you know. You know, Tems really good, you know, like all over the world. She's really, really good. And yeah, so that song, I can't lie though, I think this is the first time I'm listening to Free Minds like in full version. Like most of the time when I hear the song is like on TikTok, on, you know, like a short clips of it, but this is the first time I'm listening to the full song, and it's a calming tune, you know. She good. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Memes and Minds with Esther, and I am your host Esther. We've just been talking about what are your plans for summer, and to summarize it, I say get busy this summer. Get yourself doing something. Be productive, okay? Be productive. Don't make bad use of the summer. Don't let the summer use you. Instead, you use the summer, okay? So get yourself busy. Just be productive. And as much as you're working, if you're working, stack up, save up, okay? If you want to go Maldives, if you want to go Spain, okay, go for it, okay? Work with budgets, okay? Work with budgets, okay. So that's it, basically. And if you still got anything you want to say, go to my Instagram page at memes_mind_ and share your thoughts there, okay? So, guys, you know what time it is? It is currently Memes of the Week time. Memes of the Week. Drum rolls, guys. It's one of my favorite parts of this show because Memes of the Week is like all the memes that I've come across, you know, over the week, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna set this up and share with my people. So yeah, that's it. Right, so first meme of the week is someone said, Ebuka says, "You're smarter than I thought." I still don't know if that's a compliment or an insult. When someone says, "You're actually smarter than I thought," I don't know if I should take that as a compliment or like an insult. Are you trying to say that I'm not smart, but because of what I've done today, I'm smart? Or do you normally think of me smart, but then because I've done something, I'm not smarter? Which of it? Personally, I think that's an insult, honestly. Because if you want to compliment my intelligence, just say, "Oh, that's nice." I mean, you just say something else, not saying I'm smarter than I thought. Oh, especially for overthinkers, people that overthink. Bro, don't try it. Anyways, next memes of the week. Ebuka says, "With the way I listen to music, I'm going to be deaf before 45. Honestly, like I was saying about Friday's song, Come Too Far and Blessings. Honestly, I've been listening to that song back to back. We'll listen to Come Too Far probably next week, okay? So I've been listening to that song throughout this week. Yeah, I think that's one of my highlights this week, listening to Blessings and Come Too Far, because that lyrics touches my heart dearly. So yeah, so with the way I listen to this music, like especially when I like it at that moment, I keep playing it over and over again till I get tired of it. And Ebuka says he might get there before 45. Hopefully you don't, okay? Right, so next meme. Black people lunch break don't start till they have food in their hand. See, yes, I agree. See, if I've not sat down with my food right in front of me, my break's not starting. Nah, it's not. No. Even if my break has started, then I have to go to the toilet. I'll make sure that I'm ready. I'm sitting down. I'll start eating. That's when I say, okay, my breakout started. And I think that's what we all do. It's normal, Aveg, Aveg. Leave us alone, Aveg. Anyways, next meme. Diva says, what did you use all your money for to do? Is such a triggering question in these times. When someone asks you, what did you use all your money for? I can't start explaining to you. No, I can't. Where will I start from? Obviously, I've used my money, but then how do I start explaining? Oh, my God. I think that's, honestly, if you ask that question, don't explain and ask an answer back. That's a rhetorical question. So you start thinking about it. You start thinking, what exactly have I used my money for? Especially if you have, like, this whole lot of money and then it's gone, just drop down. What exactly? But then, I feel like when it comes to like, spending money, right? You see, when you tap here, especially in this country where you can literally tap for anything. In Nigeria, you have to insert your card and pay for, you know, put your PIN, and then when you think about that stress, you don't want to spend. But then the fact that you can easily tap anywhere you go, it just makes it easy for you to spend more money. Sometimes when I go out and then I tap here, and you start hearing that click sound, get in. Oh my gosh. So yeah, if you ask someone that question, what did you use the money for? Don't expect an answer back, because there's no answer to that question. Period. Right, so next meme. Someone asked a question. Is there anything more heartbreaking than tapping in and out with a different card on the tram? There's nothing more heartbreaking than that. I remember. It happened 2 days ago. Yeah, guys. Or I think it was a Monday there, but I got on the tram. Obviously, I've got 2 different cards on my phone. So I tapped in. I got off. I got confused. I don't know. I didn't know what card I used to tap in at the start of my journey. And then I was like, what do I do? I panicked for like a minute. Because if you tap, according to the rule, if you tap in and you don't tap out, you're going to be charged. I think you get like a fine or something like that. I don't know. But then you get, you know, they'll charge you more, right? So I panicked. I didn't know, but then I was like, okay, Holy Spirit, lead me. And then I tapped out with my first card, and then after like some hours, I got debited like the normal price. I was like, oh my God, thank you Jesus, thank you. This is what you go through when you got like loads of cards on your phone and then you don't know which of which to tap in and tap out with. But anyways, that's it. So next meme. The agony of thinking you're finished doing the dishes, only to turn around and to your horror, you see pots. Oh my God. You know that feeling when you finish doing all them dishes and then you turn back and you see that particular black pot standing there looking so innocent. It's not nothing. It's just standing there just waiting for you to wash it. But then you think you're done, but you're not done. That pain. What I do, I just, let me not say, I washed the pot last shot, you know. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know. Anyway, next meme. If you haven't watched Straw on Netflix by now, peer pressure has nothing to do on you, period. If by this time, the way Straw, that movie, is being hyped all over, the way it's been hyped, and you are there, you've not seen the movie. See, there's nothing in this life anybody will tell you will not do. You will not do. There are some persons that they are so stagnant. Like, no matter what you tell me, if I'm not doing that thing, I ain't doing it. Okay? But personally, go watch that movie. It's a good movie. Yeah. I'm not lying. It's a good movie. Okay, next meme, guys. Walking down Market Street is just plain real life Temple Run. For real. See, the worst time to go to Piccadilly Garden. The worst time to go to Piccadilly, to go to Manchester City Centre, is on a Saturday. Go on a Saturday. Go like around 12, 1, 2, 3. Oh my God. You see that game, Temple Run? That guy no run reach you. He no run reach you. Me, when I go to Piccadilly, I don't run basically, but then the way I walk, the way I dodge from some persons, and because everyone just walking, like nobody's even, like everyone just walking, like, and some persons, they'll just hit you and they don't even tell you sorry. Or some persons do though. But then the worst time to go to Piccadilly is Saturday. If you want to enjoy Piccadilly, go on every other day. Is there, it's also busy safe anyway. So it's same thing, nah, beg. It's same thing anyway. Same thing. But anyways, yeah. So that's it, guys. So that was our last meme for today. Okay. Next week when we get back, we'll continue from where we've ended today. It's a pleasure having you guys. It's a pleasure you having me today. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much. Get busy this summer. That's the main thing. Get busy, get productive. Very, very important. Okay. Do want to give us a follow and participate in all of our posts and everything at memes_mind_. We've got page on TikTok as well. And make sure you drop your thoughts. Anything you want to share, make sure you drop it on the page. Okay. Do well to enjoy your weekend. Do well to enjoy your evening. Do well to have a lovely week next week. And I will talk to you guys next week. Same time, 7 p.m. Thank you for listening and bye for now.
Something about you.
Me want give love and attention. Me respect is how I
she got my